Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Thunder Country. On this Saturday, we're going to have sunny skies. Our high around 58 degrees and light winds. Rain and possibly a thunderstorm on the overnight. Even into our Sunday morning, we see showers and thunderstorms in the morning and throughout the afternoon as well. Winds gusting as high as 37 miles per hour. And for your Monday, sunny, the high around 57 degrees.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner with Jason Summers.
You think because you're a celebrity that somehow the law doesn't apply to you, that you're above the law?
There's just no way that we could keep you on.
I don't even really work here.
The last time I was down here, man, you
sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way.
Now, you got no outside mirror.
No, we lost that.
You have no functioning gauges.
No, not a one. However, the radio still works. Funny as that may seem, with all this mess, that the radio is the only thing that's really working good, and it's clear as a bell. Don't ask me how.
What in God's name are we doing?
What? Our lives. What kind of lives are these?
And now live from the C-First Sports Studio, get ready for the fastest dragged-out hour in all of broadcasting. This is the Coach's Corner.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome in to the Coach's Corner. Welcome in on a birthday palooza. It's a mama palooza. Jacob Briggs, buddy, we both have mamas celebrating birthdays, and right. You know, we're gonna get this. This is March Madness, right? In the madness of March, our mothers were brought into this world so that someday we could get on the air and play broadcasters, and so. You know, we're going to start the show with we've been celebrating my mother's birthday, and I've used this word palooza because it's the only way I could describe it. I don't even know what a palooza is, but it sounds like this is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a nonstop celebration that does not necessarily have a beginning, nor can you foresee an end. And not like my brackets, however, but I don't know if anybody's brackets. By the way, we're gonna have Joe Millies join us here in a second. We're gonna talk about Stump the Chumps. Man, I just you know the volume in my headset. I was thinking I need you to turn it up a little bit because I don't hear it very well. Now and I got to thinking about this as I'm going on. You turned it up a little bit on your side of the table. I'm thinking, well, I've been doing this a long time. You know, so it starts. So I don't know, but we've been doing this thing a long time here with Community First Credit Union, and through the generosity of Community First Credit Union, Greg Hanshaw's on vacation. He doesn't take a vacation very often, so I don't know if it was a vacation. But we're going to talk with him, you know, next week about this great partnership, helping people have fun. And raise money for a great cause. The CJ3 Foundation, our charity again this year. And we're going to talk with Eric Thomas. He'll be on in just a few minutes. Michael Admire. Talk about vacations. You know, one of my favorite movies of all time is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Matter of fact, in my new opening that Millage threw together, is a great tribute to this fastest hour in the radio. And we'll get Joe on here. And I really got to torment him on, you know. He finds a way of picking out. No. I guess I myself created. You know, I'm a self creator. Okay, but Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It takes place. The whole adventure really begins when the plane lands in Wichita, Kansas, and that is where Michael Admire and the Drake Bulldogs are at. And I'm going to talk with Michael here in a little bit about. You know, is he getting the full ambience of Wichita? You remember, have you watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure here, right? Okay. We're going to talk with Michael here about the Bulldogs and, of course, their run. Are they the Cinderella that everyone's looking for? There's not a lot of Cinderella candidates this year. This has been a chalk type of bracket. So we'll talk with him a little bit. Again, at the end of the hour, Keith Murphy's going to join us, and we'll talk about his brackets. We'll talk probably about, you know, half of the fan base in the state of Iowa is secretly rooting against Drake in a year where normally everyone would be on the Drake bandwagon. And while I think there's a segment of the population in the state of Iowa that is on the Drake bandwagon, also will not be disappointed if Drake somehow loses and does not make its way to the Sweet 16. Because Drake once again has a coach that everybody wants. So, I don't know. But, you know, but getting back to this palooza, we're calling it the Bevapalooza because we started celebrating her birthday weeks ago, and we're going to celebrate and finish it off tonight. How about this? On Thursday night, we go to bingo. All right? I take my mom to bingo, and they have over at the Eagles Club. By the way, I recommend it. It is on many levels, it is an important, I think it's an educational task because you get to go see small town fun. Right, and you learn a little bit about four letters of the alphabet, and and I can't remember how many numbers are in there, but there's several, Jacob. There's nearly 100 numbers on there. So, and you just get to laugh the whole time, and if you do it right, you the card fills out right for you. Which my bracket isn't that card this year. I don't think stump the chumps, but you fill it out right, and you can win some money. But they had a special side game, and it was for $84. And celebrating her 84th birthday, my mother won the $84 jackpot. How about that?
Rigged.
It. Where did that come from? Is that you, God? No, he's just a guy that. When God takes and hears everything, right? He does. But the good news about God is he probably waits till, you know, you're out of this world. But Millage, he hears everything, records everything, and then uses against you every day. Welcome in, brother.
Well, I got to tell you, Kevin Krall texted me not too long ago, and he's like, Joe, the people that you've got in the intro haven't even been at Albia High School for 10 years. It's time to change it up. I mean, totally laid a guilt trip on me that Carter Isley, he
steps to the left
and flips to the right. The dude's got kids, probably.
No, he's got grandkids at this point.
Yeah, right.
You know, we have. You think about the journey of this station and what we've been on together. Man, we've went from being fresh papas to fresh grandpapas. Both of us.
That's right.
On this journey.
Yeah. That's why I told Kevin I didn't have time to update the dang intro.
We're going to get Eric Thomas on here in a second, but the CJ3 Foundation, the benefactors of this generosity. But I think about this crazy idea that we threw together about having the Stump the Chumps and Community First Credit Union grabbing onto it and saying, hey, let's not just have some fun. Let's have some fun with a little bit of purpose. And behind all of the brackets and us yakking, and, you know, nobody really cares about the brackets you and I picked. They might give 2 cents on what Murphy does, but
yeah,
it's for a good
trying to beat Murphy.
Yeah, that's we're tag teaming. We still don't have a chance. But, you know, their generosity and what they've given over the years. You put some numbers out there, and I just thought that was really, it was heartfelt that they, you know, they care that much about putting the community first.
Absolutely. And you know, when you came up with this idea, I don't know, 15, 16, whatever years ago, like everybody and their brother were not doing brackets back then. I mean, it was very few. Now it's a competition. It's a race to the bottom because everybody's got a bracket and they make it real easy for you. But so we've been competing with all these other brackets that are out there, and we still have people that love playing ours. So
yeah, I can't imagine.
The remarkable thing is
the inbox that people get. You know, we do send out a reminder, and that's a nice thing. It's the only time that you get anything from us all year. But
yeah,
you know, I can't imagine the inboxes that people are getting hit with, and it's not just now everyone's doing the, you know, these type of free brackets. And you and I had a conversation yesterday a little bit about this. All the ways that you can gamble today, Right. Yeah. So now you're not chasing down $500 gift card to Menards is pretty darn good stuff. But you're chasing down whatever you want, and And I don't know. This is a question that we're not going to get to ask Greg Henshaw when we do every year a little bit on the tournament side, but it might be something we want to run by Keith Murphy and maybe Admire a little bit. Is the attention to this changed quite a bit, or is it because I don't think anybody's taking off Thursdays? I don't think anybody's taking the Thursday and Friday off and staying home.
No, because you can watch the game on your phone. You used to have to go home or go to a bar to watch the games. You don't have to do that anymore. You can just get them on your and keep track of your bracket right on your phone. So, no, I don't think it's the same.
I don't know if the productivity at the office has changed any, you know, or lessened or increased. But you know, I just as a kid, you know, and maybe you didn't do this, Millage, but we were a little sick. We would certainly get the March Madness. We'd had the flu. You know, there's something be floating around the air, even if it was just. And you'd print the paper. You'd get the Des Moines Register, take the paper, and then you go make your own brackets.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Good old days. Briggs, look at me. What are you talking about? Paper.
You mentioned that gambling has really kind of gotten into it. Apparently, that all started with Albia Bingo down at.
Oh, no. Millage, now, I'm going to tell you.
You can't keep that out of the mix.
You know, you've been to Vegas, and you know, there's some intense tables that you get around, right? I'm going to tell you right now, you do not go in to the Eagles Club on a Thursday night and yell. You could yell fire, and no one even moves. But if you yell bingo, your life is being threatened. And I didn't know there's this own subculture of bingo that exists. Do you know when they call B11, you're required to go B11, B11.
No, I did not know.
No. And there's some etiquette. It's like I know you're not a sports prowess, but I think you did drive by a golf course once. Mm-hmm. There's etiquette
all
to the game.
All 16 holes.
See? Mm-hmm. There's etiquette to the game. I'm telling you right now, you don't realize how much you can be educated by walking in on a Thursday night to a bingo parlor in a small town, besides the fun you're going to have.
Well, folks certainly are not getting educated by their
guesses.
Wait
a second.
Some of the statistics that I've seen out there from these brackets, almost every bracket has busted, and yet, in just the first two days of games, there, as you pointed out earlier on in the show, there haven't been these Cinderellas. There haven't been a lot of major upsets. I mean, the Clemson McNeese game was an upset. A lot of people were not picking Drake to win against Missouri, but nearly every bracket's busted. Through Friday's first round, the number of perfect brackets in the tournament was down to just 81 out of 34 million.
Wow.
And that's in one bracket. ESPN's tracker had 121 perfect brackets out of their 24 million. And Yahoo Sports is down to 30 brackets by the end of last night. More than 85% of Yahoo's brackets had Clemson advancing. And Creighton was listed as ESPN's top bracket buster, knocking out 13 million people from having a perfect bracket. Now, if you take the other end of the spectrum, another stat I thought was kind of interesting, Jason, the other end of the spectrum, not the winning brackets, but the losing brackets, ESPN reported that every pick was wrong. Every pick was wrong on 30 entries.
No. You know, my mind has never went there. You know, one of the things about my mind is, and I still haven't figured this out, because if you played anything with me, I'm a really nice guy, but there's something about losing. See, I don't know if I love winning that much or if I hate losing that bad, but I would never conceive a thought process where I was saying, man, it'd be something to lose all of them. But I'm going to tell you something. That's equally as difficult as winning all of them.
Yeah, I mean, there should have been a prize in our deal for the worst bracket.
We blew it.
We'll give you a gift certificate to Lathrop Farm and Home.
Gosh, we blew it, Millage.
Highway 5, yeah. Yeah,
this is how we spice this thing up next year.
That's right.
Right? You were talking about dancing girls and Jacob wearing a hula skirt. But I think this is a much better idea.
Yeah. It was a tutu, but that's fine.
Oh, that's right.
On our bracket, now, if you turn the attention to our bracket, Thad DeMoss has been impressing some people here.
Over the years, Thad has been, he's one of those guys at the top all the time.
Yeah, he must take a whole day off work just to fill out his bracket.
But you think he actually went to work? Position.
Yeah. Paige Bradley and Thad DeMoss tied for second place. Lance, that is Lance Wetterling. He is currently in first place. He's got 30 points and
only
has
missed two.
Really good correcting.
He only got two
that's
off.
Right. That's right. I'm sitting down below midway point, which is pretty typical for me. And I think you were having a pretty good couple of days here, Jason, on your bracket.
Well, you know, there was something that happened this year that's happened more often than I have.
Iowa wasn't selected.
Correct. So then it's yes, and then my mind is lost, and my heart, which is much bigger than my mind, and nearly half the size of my mouth. It helps me get in places I shouldn't.
The Big Ten 8-0.
Yeah,
and you know, that's with the help of Iowa not being in it. They're 8-0 in the tournament. So,
and all the top is the SEC, right? And boy, and then Drake going down and taking down Missouri, and Drake did not look like Cinderella. Because I thought Cinderella looked like she had to fall into her slippers. Man, it looked like Drake was just the better team. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's currently the best story. Maybe because we're from Iowa, but I think even Kelsey has latched on to Drake as his Cinderella team. And I think I saw a kind of an NCAA record with Drake that it's the first time ever that all eight. Starter or the eight starters or the excuse me the eight the people that played for Drake the Bulldogs in the game the other night, first time that each one of them had never been in a tournament and winning the first game of the tournament.
Yeah, you got that down. All right, for those at home that were already confused, this is bingo night on KIIC. That's how I felt going in there. A bee. They're making a kite on the. I'm thinking, what the? Hey, this, we're gonna have a double stamp. I don't see the single stamp. Where do we get the double? Yeah. So right there, Millage. This is why it's important you come with me on next Thursday night.
Yeah, you really have to wrap your axle. Your
yes, yeah. Be careful, buddy. The FCC's listening in tightly. All right. Hey, you're going to stick around with Eric Thomas coming. Michael Admire is going to join us as well. You're going to use that. You're going to have to ask Michael about whatever that you were trying to get out. You sounded like I've rubbed off on you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we had one thing to do in this opening monologue, and that was to say happy birthday. Jacob, anybody in the world celebrating a birthday today that before you get off the air today that we probably need to acknowledge?
Yes, sir. It is my mom's birthday today.
How about that, Joe Millage?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a Mamapalooza.
Happy birthday, Mom.
All right. Hey, quick timeout. We're coming right back. All right, the Bevapalooza will continue here. Happy birthday, Mama. I know you're listening because I have the fan club, Jacob, like you. Our mommers listened. Happy birthday, Jacob's mom. You're the best. We'll take a time out. We'll come right back. Eric Thomas is going to join us. CJ3, the benefactor of all of your generosity by simply going out and clicking those picks. Some of you much better than others. I want to find the guy that absolutely picked the worst bracket. That's the guy or lady I'm after to talk with when this all gets done. We're going to come back here, and we're going to continue our conversation in the Fast Hour on the Radio. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Want to make your money work harder? Community First Credit Union makes it easy. For a limited time, open a 13-month certificate account at 4.25% APY with a $1,000 minimum. And the best part? You can apply online in minutes at c1stcu.com or stop by your local branch. Earn more. Do more. Because at C1st, together is better. APY is annual percentage yield. Rate subject to change. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered with more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock. Save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
And that Chris Sky out there on this March Madness Saturday. Welcome back into the Coach's Corner, and we're going to jump on the phone lines. Talk with Eric Thomas, the founder and director of the CJ3 Foundation. And Eric, welcome in, buddy. All the hard work of all these people pounding on those keyboards, filling out these brackets. And the CJ3 Foundation going to be the benefactor of the generosity of the Community First Credit Union. But, man, I know you work for the government, right? You're in a very important role serving this country. And I just got to wondering about that. Millage and I were talking in our monologue that I just threw out there that, you know, maybe people are not taking work off as often as they were because now you can get access to these games on your phone. And the question I have is you know, how has DOGE affected your ability to actually follow through and watch all these games? Has the government's Department of Efficiency really slammed down the ability for you guys to get involved in March Madness?
So, first of all, good morning from our nation's capital. 50 degrees here and warming up to about 60. So, looking forward to a little bit warmer weather. Yeah, I work for our federal government. Things are definitely different. They're interesting. We're focused on efficiency and effectiveness, right? I work in a special environment, though, where there aren't cell phones, there aren't Bluetooth wireless devices. There's not all that thing. So we weren't watching that anyway previously. Now, don't get me wrong, there's TVs around us that are showing the news and keeping us apprised of things that are going on around the country as they're happening, because sometimes the news finds out before we do. And so we do get lucky enough that they will flash brackets and things like that on the TV screen, and but we're not just sitting there watching, I assure you.
Wow, Millie, did you get that? There's people that actually do things in this world.
We're pretty busy, especially currently.
Hey, friend, thinking about efficiency, you take that right from your work and you put it right into the foundation, because I don't know if there's a foundation that exists that's any more efficient at and being the benefactor of the proceeds of CJ or Community First Credit Union. You guys really are efficient with what you do to serve our nation's heroes.
No, I appreciate that, and we pride ourselves in. We try not to maintain an infrastructure, anything that's not needed, right? If it's not needed for a direct service, we don't have it, because we believe in every dollar that comes in. We want to maximize that dollar going back out to supporting our wounded heroes. And so I don't have a headquarters building. I work from my home office. Why? Because what do I need a headquarters building to support wounded heroes for? I'm on the road a lot of times. Our staff is helping out around the country. And so it fluctuates between 96 to 98% of every portion of a dollar goes right back out to the veterans.
Hey, Erica, those who maybe have are hearing this for the first time and wondering what the CJ3 Foundation is, and it's evolved. Can you break down for those who may be unfamiliar with the foundation, what you guys do?
Absolutely. We've been blessed over the years, and with help with Community First and KIC Radio and all that stuff, we've been blessed. So CJ3 Foundation is a nonprofit that our motto is serving our nation's wounded heroes. It's wounded vets, first responders, law enforcement, firefighters. And we do it through four primary initiatives. One is through advocacy. We're up on the Hill. We're out with government officials trying to get legislation policy change for those groups that we support. We have a mental health and wellness facility in Albia, Iowa, which is significant to what we're doing right now, because that's how I've gotten to know you guys and know a lot of your listeners is through our time in Iowa. And that focuses on traumatic brain injury and PTSD and just wholeness of health with our wounded veterans and our wounded heroes. And then we do service dogs, which a lot of you have seen me running around with my dog, Havoc. And we do those to help our wounded heroes out. And then we have a new one that's called Field Ops. And there's a few things underneath it. And we've started taking wounded heroes out hunting, fishing, racing, give them a safe place to elevate their adrenaline and just to go have a good time with folks and getting a chance to wrap our arms around them and take care of them and show them a good time. And so that's kind of our newest initiative we put on, and that's because of phenomenal partners that have come on board and said, this is what we'd like to help you do.
Well, Erica, for those who are hearing this and say, hey, you know, I want to help, but what are some ways that they could help help the foundation out?
Well, like everything, we're a charity. We need a dollar. We're only as good as the dollar that comes in to support, right, and to be able to do this stuff. Everybody on the team is volunteer. We're not taking payment for anything we're doing. So you can be reassured that dollar goes out to where it's supposed to go. But we have all our social media platforms. We're on Facebook, CJ3 Foundation. We're on Instagram. We're on LinkedIn. And we have a webpage, www.cj3foundation.org.
All right. The big question of the hour, how's your bracket?
Oh, man, it's terrible. I vote with my heart, man. I'm a Midwest boy that I vote with my heart and pick affinities based off of Midwest and based off of and. It's about 50-50 right now.
Now, you know, some may not know this, but on the back of Eric's calf, which is the size of most billboards, so University of Iowa, we ought to be getting some NIL money generated off of that, brother. Are you rooting for Drake, or are you rooting against Drake? Because if you're following the replacement of Fran appears to be in Des Moines, but right now is in Wichita coaching the Drake Bulldogs. Are you a Hawk fan that's rooting for the Cinderella Bulldogs or rooting against them?
I'm going to tell you honestly, I'm indifferent. Maybe it's due to my time up in D.C. I'm indifferent to the politics. So mine is I vote for my Iowa teams first, and then I start branching out to – you know, getting out to Indiana and getting out to, you know, so I vote close to home where I grew up, and then we see what happens, and I'll tell you that doesn't fare well for me most times.
Well, Erica, what has fared well for you is, man, the generosity of Community First Credit Union, who's been a part of this, and I appreciate you stopping by here, buddy. I can't wait to see you again, and we'll see how our brackets compare, but most importantly, at the end, our heroes are going to win.
Outstanding. Hey, I love y'all. I appreciate the support. Iowa's always been phenomenal. And Community First, thank you so very much.
Quick timeout. We're coming back. We're going to run down to Wichita, Kansas. And Michael Admire is on location, the voice of the Bulldogs. He's covering it. We're going to see if we can use some of that Joe's. I don't even know how to break the question out. But we'll find out. Hey, are these Bulldogs? Do they have Cinderella's slipper? Or are they going to slip right out? Well, we'll find out when we come back. The Fast Hour on Auto Radio will continue after this timeout.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Are you a graduating high school or homeschooled senior, or do you know one? Don't miss the opportunity to apply for CBC scholarships. This year, CBC will award four $1,000 scholarships to students planning to pursue post-secondary education in any field of study, one $1,500 scholarship specifically for a student planning to attend an accredited electrical line worker program, climbing school, or training center, or major in electrical engineering. To learn more, visit cvrc.com.
Thank you. Albia because our teachers prioritize student connections. If you walk into one of our buildings in the morning, you'll find teachers standing outside their classroom with smiles on their faces, greeting every student that comes in. Everyone that enters our buildings are guaranteed to feel welcome and like they're a part of our Blue Pride family.
Join the Albia team today at albiacsd.org.
Right now, get $10 off your next $50 purchase when you sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card. Just sign up and get $10 off your next $50 purchase. With Hy-Vee Perks, you get fuel savers, members-only prices, digital coupons, and rewards. And for a limited time only, new members who sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card get $10 off their next purchase of $50 or more. Sign up today, in-store, online, or through the Hy-Vee app. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. We're jumping on the phone lines, and we're heading down to Kansas, Wichita, Kansas. All right, Michael Admire, voice of the Bulldogs. Man, you're living the dream, buddy. You're in the dance, and you're covering maybe the Cinderella of the dance.
Man, it does feel a little bit like a dream. It's awesome. We are certainly soaking it up. We know tonight everything could be done. So we've been down here in Wichita since Tuesday night. And, yeah, the buzz just keeps building. And we're ready for one tonight, but enjoying every moment along the way.
Now, did they fly you into the world-famous Wichita, Kansas airport? And you know how it ended for Dale Griffiths down there. So, you know, you maybe want to think about how you're getting home.
Yeah, so we took a flight down. We had a private charter for our team. So it was a 30-person flight down here, pretty smooth. Got down here. I'm going to be driving back no matter what. So I've got two of the three legs taken care of. Maybe we'll take a train out west when the Bulldogs make the Sweet 16.
Well, if my niece and my nephew show up to pick you up, make sure she picks up your luggage. Hey, and those are not pillows. You have the behind the scenes. You're going to be the guy calling it all, but you're behind the scenes. You actually get to when you're flying on the charter flight down, you get to see the rawness of this team. What is it about this team? How do you describe to us how this all has taken place? Because it the formula doesn't come right. A guy that was coaching D2, a bunch of leftovers, because honestly, they didn't get money. These guys didn't get D1 even scholarship offers. Mm-hmm. And here we are.
Yeah, I mean, all those things make this great story for sure. And I think, you know, seeing this team from, you know, back even in April when Coach Mack got on campus at Drake, and then, you know, into May when he starts bringing these guys in, and June they start practicing. So going all the way back to then, you can just see there was a special connection with this group. They care for each other. They, you know, cheer for each other. And one thing that I often bring up is, you know, the fact that not only did they bring four transfers from Northwest Missouri State, they brought a couple assistant coaches as well that have ties to Northwest Missouri State. And that's the D2 college that Ben McCollum coached to four national championships. But they brought two managers with them. And that just shows the mm-hmm. loyalty, yeah, and, I don't know, the togetherness of this group. And that stuff still matters. You know, the community aspect, the, you know, playing for one another, cheering each other on, loving on each other, all those things that Coach Mack talks about, like, those things still matter. And they can win you basketball games, especially when the stage is this big and the pressures, you know, feel like they're beginning to mount. They can lean back on all of that stuff.
Well, I think they're making history down there, obviously. But Joe Millage is joining us on the, and he's tied in on the tie line, and so you'll have a little delay here. Yeah, so and he had a halfway intelligent question that we're still trying to decipher. And
I got it figured out. What I was trying to say was it's the first team ever to win an NCAA tournament using only players in their first year. That is a record. Eight Bulldogs,
I mean,
first year.
Yeah, it's really impressive, that stat. It probably in this NIL era, and not even just NIL, but like the transfer portal, just how open and free it is right now, it probably won't be the last time that happens. But to be the first, that's pretty cool. And, you know, yes, of course, 8 new players to Drake, but I go back to that Northwest Missouri State thing. You know, 4 of these players have right. played, you know, 100-plus games together, 4 of the starting 5. I played 100-plus games together. And 3 of them have played in national championships. So, you know, that stuff, yes, it's 8 new players at Drake, D1, Big Dance, all that stuff. But, yeah, this connection runs deep, and I think that's what, you know, makes that stat so cool.
Another one, of course, is the first time advancing since, what, 1971, I think. How does this team match up, Michael, with Texas Tech?
Yeah, I mean, this has been a historic season in many ways. Most wins in program history, you know, regular season, tournament champions. I mean, every step along the way, this team keeps kind of checking off historical boxes. And it has been incredible to be a part of this ride. Yeah, of course, we've got Texas Tech tonight, which, you know, this will be the first all-time meeting between Drake and Texas Tech. But the wild thing is that these teams know each other so well because Drake's head coach, Ben McCollum, and Texas Tech's head coach, Grant McCaslin, are best friends. And in fact, McCaslin, in his transition to Division I and going from North Texas to Texas Tech, would often call upon Coach Mack, our Coach Mack, Ben McCollum, to, you know, get advice on how to, you know, scheme certain offenses or scheme certain defenses. I mean, he was, you know, an extension almost of the coaching staff at Texas Tech. And then that relationship led to a scrimmage in October where Drake went down for a couple days in Lubbock, Texas, and scrimmaged Texas Tech. And from all accounts, Drake was right there all game. And that was, you know, playing some guys that are redshirted this year. And so that game being down there and that moment, you know, the first time this Drake team played somebody other than themselves has sparked the confidence that led to this 30-win season. They felt like after they left that game in Lubbock, Texas, that, you know, hey, they're going to be a top 10 team at some point this season, and we were right there with them the whole time. So we feel like we can hang with anybody. So matchup-wise, you know, Texas Tech has all those Big 12 intangibles, the length, the athleticism, the size, the skill, the speed, all of that. They also have, you know, the Big 12 Player of the Year in JT Toppin. They have a guy that made 27 points in the opening round on 8 made threes. They've got some good shooting. They've got some good skill inside. Obviously, there's going to be a ton of familiarity between the two programs. So it'll be a tough matchup, but I just, there's so much evidence out there of this Drake team rising to the occasion, and I'm just not going to count them out.
Well, one of the things that I think you've kind of become familiar with when the girls had their big run is that the state of Iowa loves the Bulldogs, but there's a lot of Johnny-come-latelys to the bandwagon that will jump on the Drake train, and including me. But, man, there's a segment of Iowa fans that I'm not sure is rooting for a victory today for the Bulldogs, and you know exactly where I'm going. Because I think they would like for their AD to be standing outside the arena should the Bulldogs lose tonight. And I think there's a whole bunch of Iowa fans who are saying, hey, it wouldn't hurt our cause to get to be standing there waiting as the door opens tonight with a Drake loss and the coach walking out the doors to greet him.
Yeah, I could care less about Iowa. They're at home right now, so they can sit and wish all they want. They can come knocking on Coach Mack's hotel door, but there's going to be a band of Blue Brothers blocking it. I'm telling you, like, Drake is not going to go down without a fight.
I love it. Man, hey, I got to ask Ed Meyer, I can't fit into that sweater of yours, but, man, that is the coolest. Your sweater is lit. I think that's the right word, isn't it, Jacob?
Ah.
So, yeah, I want that, man.
It is a word. I appreciate it. It's a little, you know, a little hokey, but I like the old school vintage vibe. I've always kind of been an old soul. So I had, you know, a couple of years ago, I was going through some of the Drake, you know, history books and all that stuff, and I saw some cheerleaders wearing the Drake letter sweaters. And I was like, oh, cool! I want to do something like that. That's a good look. And so I just started doing it, and I've kind of made it, you know, a signature, if you will. And I love how, like, you know, this year, you know, some of that stuff is getting more and more attention just because Drake is getting more and more attention. And that's what this is. This whole thing's all about. It's about, you know, using sport to tell the greater story of what we're doing at Drake and what we're doing in the Des Moines community.
Well, that is.
Can't you tuck Griff inside that and get him inside the arena?
Man, it's messed up. It's messed up. The NCAA, they make no rules.
Yes, exactly.
99% of things, and then for the 1%, it's to keep a cute dog that. I mean, Griff's not going anywhere very fast. It's not like you're bringing Bevo the Bull in the building, or some wild animal, the tiger from LSU. No, Griff is the sweetest, most innocent bulldog out there. So whatever. I guess, you know, they said he can be let in the Final Four. Let's see what we can do.
That's you got to take him. You know, Griff is probably the most recognized being in Des Moines, Iowa, no doubt about it. And you know, it is ironic that an institution that allows for all kinds of money mules to be used, but can't bring the bulldog in. All right.
I know he's more popular than anybody in this tournament, and he can't even get in the building.
Hey, Michael, have fun, man. You're living the dream, and Millie's and I just sit back here wishing we were you. So go enjoy it, have fun, and keep – make sure that you put the slippers on Cinderella because we don't want them slipping off tonight.
Hey, I'll tell you what. This team is like – I get the Cinderella to the double digit. They don't need to pack the dancing slippers or whatever. They're packing a chip. They're packing their lunch pail, and they're going to go to work tonight. So – somebody else can wear some slippers, but we're going in there to win a game, or we're going to do it Iowa style, blue collar.
I love it, love it, love it. That's Michael Admire. And, hey, Michael, where can people catch your broadcast so they can hear it? Because it's a much better broadcast.
Oh, yeah. No, I appreciate that. We are actually allowed to stream live through the Varsity Network app during the NCAA tournament, which is awesome, partnership with Westwood One. So anybody who wants to download the free Varsity Network app, it's the Varsity Network app. You can go on there, grab it, search Drake Bulldogs. We'll be on there starting at 4:30. We'll have a little bit of an extended pregame show. So, yeah, come along, have some fun with us. I think we have a pretty fun broadcast, and if it's a win, you might hear a couple of grown men cry.
That's what I love about it. It's just like us doing high school sports. You're absolutely all in, and you can. So, just a little disclaimer for Michael: you're going to hear a very bent Drake view, which is exactly why I'm turning in.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We try to keep it somewhat even keel, but yeah, we're the Drake home broadcast. We spend a lot of time with these guys, and we want to see them, you know, continue to play on this season.
All right, get Griff to the Final Four. That's your last task. And we'll catch up with you next week talking about how we're going to get there.
Thanks, Michael.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate you. Yeah, catch you later.
All right, that's Michael Admire. Quick timeout. We're coming back. And Keith Murphy's going to join us here in just a moment.
It's Kubota Orange Days. From America's number one selling compact tractor to zero-turn mowers and versatile RTVs, get your perfect match delivered to your door. And now through June 30th, get zero down, 0% APR for 84 months on select compact tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
CarQuest by Advance, your auto parts store in Ottumwa, is the place to go for the best parts at the best prices. Not sure what part you need? The professionals at CarQuest have many years of experience and can help you get the right part right away. They're open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 9 to 4. Don't forget about the Vintage Car Shows the first Friday of each month. For up-to-date information, follow CarQuest by Advance Ottumwa on Facebook or stop in and see them across from John Deere on Madison Avenue in Ottumwa.
Hi, this is Natalie from MCG, your local internet provider. And I know what you're thinking, who likes their internet company? Well, that's where we're different. First and foremost, we're located right here in Iowa, which means local staff that lives in your community and truly cares about the service they are providing. This is why you won't be waiting around for someone to show up. We provide same-day support, and furthermore, we answer the phone when you call. You're not going to be waiting on hold or talking to a recording. Second, we offer internet that works when you need it. We have symmetrical upload and download, no data caps. You're not going to have to worry about having slow internet. Our goal is to earn your business and earn your trust. That's why we have no fine print, no hidden fees, and no introductory pricing. The price you see is what you pay. There are no surprises with MCG. So give us a try. I promise you'll love the benefits. It's what sets us apart. You can go to our website at mahaska.org and see videos of our customers who love our service. Then sign up today. It's truly that easy.
Want to make your money work harder? Community First Credit Union makes it easy. For a limited time, open a 13-month certificate account at 4.25% APY with a $1,000 minimum. And the best part? You can apply online in minutes at c1stcu.com or stop by your local branch. Earn more. Do more. Because at C1st, together is better.
APY is annual percentage yield. Rate subject to change. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Now, welcome back in, back into the Coach's Corner. Fast hour on the radio rolling right by, and let's jump on the phone lines. We're going to bring in reigning champion, our good friend, Keith Murphy. Welcome in, Keith.
It's good to be here, guys. We go back a long time. I remember when we were young.
Millage and I were just doing this dance, we started this with the kids with runny noses. We still have those kids now; they're producing grandkids with runny noses, and this has been journey.
This sounds better than I thought. When you said started this dance, I thought you were going to tell me that Millage broke a hip.
You're not far off.
You're not far off. I'm trying to get him to go to bingo with me next Thursday, and you want to see broken hips. I'm going to tell you right now. You learned a lot on a Thursday night at a bingo parlor, I'm telling you, in a small town.
Ooh. It's competitive.
It's competitive. You can run into the building and yell fire, and no one moves. So you inadvertently yell bingo, and there's shots.
I get it. That's freedom of speech at its best right there.
Hey, has Wichita, Kansas found its Cinderella story? We just got off the phone with Admeyer.
Oh, absolutely. And, gosh, Michael has been just sending us back some great stories. It's contagious to see how happy everybody is. And I know so many people who went to Drake or affiliated with Drake, like Admeyer and Fales and Aaron Kiernan, John Walters, Joey Danya, just they're all so happy because they've waited their entire lives to just see one first-round win. And it finally happened. They had won a first four game, but they hadn't won a game in the actual tournament since 1971. And that predates like a guy like Michael Admeyer and many other people who went to Drake or loved Drake. So it's just really cool. And it's an easy team to root for. I mean, if anything, this story is underrated. You have four starters who are playing Division II basketball last year. Four guys starting who are in D2, and that means you have four guys who did not have Division I offers. 350 schools in the United States of America did not see fit to give any of these guys, including Bennett Sturts, a scholarship offer. And they go out there and beat an SEC team by 10, and it should have been 15 or 17 if they could have hit some free throws. It's an incredible story. And Ben McCollum is such a good coach that even a novice can watch a game and go, oh, my gosh, he's coaching circles around this other guy.
And Iowa State, they can't catch a break. I mean, we're 51 minutes into the show, and we haven't mentioned anything, Summers, about Iowa State winning. It's all talk about what coach is Iowa going to get after McCollum. And
well,
this,
I'm like
this
Murphy.
Great
I'm a Hawkeye
story.
Homer.
And Iowa doesn't make the tournament. And who have we talked to? We haven't given any love to the Cyclones. And that is somewhat a bit of a side story here, Keith.
Shouldn't be a side story, but I think it's just because they did exactly what you would expect a three seed to do against Lipscomb. I mean, they went out there and blew their doors off. And that's what you should do. But it doesn't always go that way. 10 years ago, UAB upset Iowa State in the first round. We remember Hampton beating Iowa State all those years ago. I mean, it can happen. But this is the Cyclone team we saw yesterday that you kind of expected back in December and January when Iowa State was rolling before the injuries, before the illness, and it looked like a legit championship contender, maybe a Final Four team. That's what Iowa State looked like against Lipscomb. That is the largest margin of victory in Iowa State NCAA tournament history. It was the largest lead at halftime ever for an Iowa State team in the tournament and largest margin of victory. So they're rolling, and they're favored against Ole Miss to go to the Sweet 16. So, yeah, shouldn't overlook the Cyclones.
But don't you think most of the fan base of the Cyclones is waiting for disappointment, and Drake fans are waiting for, you know, they're the hope and optimism. As a Cyclone fan, particularly down the last stretch here, you've just had nothing but heartbreak. You expect it to come.
Yeah, Iowa State, I think Cyclone fans have tempered their expectations a little bit because they did look like a Final Four team back in January. But Keyshawn Gilbert, when he's healthy and playing the way he did back in Hawaii, Iowa State has more of an upside, a higher ceiling, and they don't have as much of an upside without him. But I think the determination was just made that, hey, it's better to not have him out there and to wonder, is he going to play? Is he going to be healthy? I think the decision was just made, like, this is our team, Normandale style. Our team's on the floor. This is who we're playing with. And they're doing fine, but I think anything short of the Sweet 16 is going to feel like a major disappointment this season.
I think one of the storylines that's really being missed here is the NCAA allowing money mules to be packed all over the country, but not allowing Griff into the arena. And I think
it's a travesty.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this isn't Bevo. We're not asking for Bevo to roam the hallways and possibly, you know, stampede some people, maybe knock over a concession stand, have some people actually die in the arena. This isn't even the Auburn War Eagle flying around pooping on people's heads. I mean, this is Griff. What's Griff going to do? He's just going to sleep. I mean, he sleeps 18 to 20 hours a day. He just wants to go in there, let his tongue just hang out of his mouth, Michael Jordan style, maybe get pet once or twice, and then sleep for most of the game, wake him up with about a minute to go, let this beautiful, magnificent, charismatic animal into the NCAA tournament. It just makes he makes everything better.
I don't know why Admire doesn't just say it's a seizure dog.
Yeah, can't you have a comfort dog?
A comfort dog? Yeah,
sure. I mean, Admire's pretty stressed out right now. He's nervous. So,
oh my!
Yeah, you could make that work.
He sounded like a kid in a candy store that's already had its a sugar rush before he got there. He's so giddy and excited. Why wouldn't he be, man? It's good stuff. Hey, but you know this good stuff. I think there's a, you know, typically you and I, Drake, you know, the whole state gets on the bandwagon when they're on a run, and yet I feel like maybe there's a half of the population will bounce back to this. This is my final setup here. That will not be disappointed if Drake loses somehow today.
I understand what you're saying there. There were many Hawkeye fans who hadn't really watched Ben McCollum coach a game, And in their minds, they felt like, is this boring? Is this good? We don't want Todd Licklider again. Ben McCollum is not Todd Licklider. He is coaching in such a way that he gives his team a chance to win with what he has. It's a little reminiscent of what T.J. Otzelberger did his first year at Iowa State. He didn't have the players. He didn't have the talent. So he slowed the game down. He maximized possessions. He found players who he knew would play defense, rebound, and go all out. And Otzelberger coached a team that did not win a conference game the year before to the Sweet 16. And McCollum is kind of doing that with Drake. He's got what was D2 talent out there, but he completely dictated that basketball game. You had the ninth highest scoring team in the country, and they didn't reach 60 points because Bennett Sturts controlled the game as the floor general out there. And I think Hawkeye fans went from, gosh, I hope it's not Ben McCollum. I don't think he's ready for this step to, my God, Beth Getz better go get Ben McCollum as soon as Drake loses. I think it slipped for a lot of fans in one night. I also think there were some fans, especially educated basketball fans, who already thought that Ben McCollum had a higher ceiling than Darren DeVries, and they knew that this guy might be able to get more done at Iowa because he's capable of doing more with less. So I think he's the fan's choice right now. And a few days ago, I think fans were kind of worried about that. Now I think fans are worried that other teams now want Ben McCollum too, including Drake. We shouldn't discount the possibility that Ben McCollum is wired in such a way that he might just want to turn Drake into the Gonzaga of the best. This guy had many offers over the years, winning those national championships at Northwest Missouri State, and he just stayed there. So he is one of those guys like Ben Jacobson that has the potential to just be happy where he is in life and not think he has to grab the next rung on the ladder.
But Keith, we're going to let you get to we're going to let you get to our Saturday. We were talking with Admire about how he was living the dream down there, packing an extra set of shower curtain rings for getting home from the Wichita airport. But talk about living the dream. I thoroughly look forward to your show Murph and Andy on Iowa Everywhere. How much has that just changed kind of the whole sports dynamic, or how much fun are you having?
I'm having a blast. I really am, and it's for many different reasons, but one of them is just, it's all local, it's all friends I've known over the years. We all realize outside of Thunder Country, the reality of media right now with radio stations and local television stations, and just to be building something that's kind of trending in the direction of streaming and podcasting and being able to do it with friends and keeping the money locally, it's a blast. And it's good as I wind up my career here to be able to be part of something like this. And just a reminder, don't forget, the people train does not run out of Wichita. That's like if you're a hog or a cattle.
hey, Millage, one thing I won't forget is he said he had some friends and people on his show. I don't know. I don't know what he meant by that, but have you been on a show, Millage?
I never appeared.
Hey, Murph, stay chumpy, buddy. We'll see you next week.
It sounds like you haven't figured out. Thanks.
All right, drop the mic. We're off the air, and you all have one thing left to do besides celebrate a birthday, Jacob Briggs, or your mama, and me, to tell my mothers, our mothers, happy birthday. It's Bevapalooza tonight, and for all of you, have a great Saturday.
You're at home.